Could you believe that one of Blackout Coffee's customers was denied the ability to cast her vote as an American because she was wearing a Blackout Coffee shirt, the same as this one, Make America Awake Again? Yes, it's unbelievable, but it's true, and it happened yesterday in Galveston County in Texas, and it's disgusting. I'm going to show you this post that was put up yesterday, and I want you to help me get the word out that more people should wear this shirt when going to vote, because we need to make America awake again. Shirt link will be down below. It's blackoutcoffee.com/GNG. We believe in American values, none of the woke bullcrap. Check this post out. This was posted yesterday by the screen name on Instagram, Tilo6911. And according to her profile, her name is Terry Herrera Lopez. Terry, thank you for your support of Blackout Coffee. We are grateful and we're sorry that this happened to you, but in a way we're so glad that you exposed a Karen working at an election site that hates Donald Trump so much that they think you were wearing a Donald Trump shirt. Terry said, I was trying to vote this afternoon, but I was approached by one of the poll workers. She told me that I can't vote because I have a Trump shirt on. I told her, I don't have a Trump shirt on. It's a coffee shirt. Make America Awake Again by Blackout Coffee Company. She told me to turn my shirt inside out. I said, no. It's a coffee shirt and they help out veterans and police out. She got on her phone and said she is calling the police on me. I will not be harassed all because she doesn't like Trump. She made it so obvious that she's not a Trump supporter. But this is America, and I can wear whatever the hell I want to. So I walked out. Terry, as one of the owners of Blackout Coffee, I am so sorry that this happened to you, but I am so glad to have another strong American supporting our company. Guys, in the comment section, give Terry a shout out here. Go over to her post on Instagram. We also put it up on our Blackout Coffee page, and I did on my personal Guns and Gadgets page as well. This is unacceptable. This is illegal because an American was denied their right to vote because of an article of clothing. That's called the First Amendment. Guys, I just wanted to get this out there. It's appalling. It's unacceptable, but yet it's kind of expected by the Karens that have been running this country for the last several years. Their time is coming to an end. Blackoutcoffee.com/GNG. You can get one of these shirts and wear it when you go vote. And if you happen to do, take a picture of yourself and tag myself and Blackout Coffee, and we'll be sure to add it to our picture rolls as well. I appreciate y'all. Terry, way to be an American. Stand for your values, but please get out there and vote. And remember, there are 33 United States Senate seats available in the 33 different states that you can see here. Every single seat in the United States House of Representatives is up for election, as are these 11 governorships in these states here. Guys, gals, get out there and vote. Do not let weather be an excuse. Do not let a stomach ache be an excuse. Whatever it is, this is not the year to not go vote. Get out there and vote early, in person preferably. We've already seen some issues happening where U.S. postal mailboxes have been set afire. We've seen some ballots, mail-in ballots, already end up in storm drains. So go and vote in person. Make the trip. If you can't make the trip, we, the people, this channel, we probably, somebody in this community lives near you and will help you get there. So sound off down below if you need help. This is Americans helping America, and we'll get it done. Appreciate y'all. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. Subscribe to this channel if you love America. I'll see you in the next one. Take care.